Members of the Kamaks First Nation are set to vote on a new constitution and treaty on Saturday. The nation has been involved in treaty negotiations since 1994, completing the 6 stages in the BC treaty process since that time. In 2012, the nation signed the agreement in principle, setting the stage for the latest update of ratifying the constitution and treaty. The Komaks First Nation Treaty recognizes the Komaks' Aboriginal rights and title and the inherent right to self-government, a release from the nation says. It reconciles differences over lands and resource ownership and jurisdiction through a new treaty relationship that is flexible and intended to evolve over time. The treaty includes a commitment to capacity building and enhanced economic opportunities for Komaks, Komaks members and the surrounding community, preserving, revitalizing, and strengthening the culture, language, and heritage of the Komaks First Nation. As part of this process, the nation will be coming together as a community to enjoy on-site activities to celebrate the importance of the day and what it means for their future. The event is for the Kamaks people and community, and is not a public event. We ask Komaks Valley residents to use additional caution when traveling Komaks Road, as the vote and community activities may increase pedestrian and traffic congestion in the area, a release from the nation says. The safety of our members and the broader community are our top priority. Should eligible voters vote in favor of ratifying the Komaks Treaty and Constitution, BC and Canada will undergo their own respective ratification approval processes. This includes introducing provincial, then federal treaty implementation legislation to bring the Komaks Treaty into law. If ratified by all three parties, the treaty is anticipated to have an effective date in 2028. If ratified, the proposed treaty would ensure Aboriginal rights are recognized, and not extinguished, for Komaks, and describe the parties' agreement on the exercise of rights. Clarify that the treaty does not infringe or extinguish the rights of neighboring First Nations. Lay out negotiated approaches to self-governance and confirm land parcels to be owned and governed by Komaks. Address existing interests and tenures on proposed treaty lands. Interest holders have been engaged on the proposed approach to their tenure or interest, and formalize consultation and opportunities for co-management of resources within the First Nations traditional territory. On Wednesday, March 6, Ligildak's hereditary chiefs called for a stop of the process, due to a dispute over traditional territory near Sayward, which is included in the Kamaks Treaty. In a meeting held on March 4, the chiefs called for an immediate suspension of the treaty's ratification vote, which was set for March 8. They called for the need for Canada, British Columbia, and the Komaks First Nation to participate in meaningful consultations before proceeding with any additional actions. The City of Kootenay, Town of Komaks, Village of Cumberland, and Komaks Valley Regional District have offered their support to the Komaks First Nation, saying in a joint statement that they offer our heartfelt wishes to the Komaks community on this historic day and recognize the contributions of the Komaks Treaty team in arriving at this pivotal point. March 8 will be a hugely important milestone for the Komaks community as a day when members come together to determine their future, the release from the CVRD says. This is a historic and self-determined process for the nation, and we stand united as allies, partners and friends, ready to walk together down whichever path is chosen by the Komaks people. This process is a testament to the self-determination of the Komaks First Nation. We stand ready to engage collaboratively with Komaks, respecting the varied perspectives of its members, and we commit to being a supportive partner, no matter the path chosen, said CVRD Chair Will Cole Hamilton, with Mayors Bob Wells, Nicole Minions and Vicky Brown. The nation plans to share preliminary vote results as soon as they are available. All updated information will be posted on their website komaks.ca as it becomes available. With files from Robin Grant.